Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is starting off with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Temperatures are mild, making it a pleasant morning across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that the United States is demanding Iran publicly vow to halt attacks in the Strait of Hormuz and forswear imposing tolls on ships. Tehran must also hand over uranium for any final agreement to be reached. Fresh satellite images show renewed activity at a nuclear site. Just in. Also, Ynet reports that Iran has warned Israel of retaliation as diplomatic efforts face challenges. Regional mediators, led by Qatar, are striving to prevent renewed conflict between the U.S. and Iran. Also this hour, according to I-24 News, former President Trump has reiterated his threat to destroy Iran. He warns of severe consequences if the regime attempts to assassinate him. Separately, JNS reports that Senator Bernie Sanders has compared Israel to Sudan and Russia. Despite acknowledging Israel's attack on October 7th, he claims Israel is committing war crimes akin to those nations. And finally, Forward reports that UK Jewish groups are expressing concern over Andy Burnham. The likely next UK Prime Minister criticized Israel over its actions in Gaza, though he has issued an apology. Reaction has been swift on social media. Ynet Global reports that a UK court has jailed Shafiq Rahman for 16 months. Rahman was convicted for an anti-Semitic attack on an Orthodox Jewish man in Slough. David Hazzoni, a commentator, posted earlier today that dividing Iran's regime into moderates and extremists has always been misleading. He notes that this misunderstanding has persisted in Washington for decades. From X, the latest. Visegrad 24 reports that Turkish President Erdogan has rejected Israel's recognition of the Armenian genocide. He called the move slander and accused Israel of trying to divert attention from the Gaza war. Let's go deeper. The Times of Israel indicates that the U.S. sees Iran's uranium handover as crucial for diplomacy. Satellite images suggest Iran's nuclear ambitions remain active. The implications for regional security and shipping lanes could be significant. Turning to Iran's warning to Israel, Ynet reports that regional diplomacy faces hurdles as Tehran threatens retaliation. Qatar's mediation efforts are crucial to averting a wider conflict. This situation underscores the fragile state of Middle Eastern peace. Meanwhile, I-24 News highlights Trump's recent threats against Iran. He warns of a powerful military response should Iran target him. These tensions elevate the risk of escalation in the region, affecting global stability. Senator Sanders' comments, reported by JNS, have sparked debate. Comparing Israel to war-torn countries has drawn criticism. Such remarks constrain U.S.-Israel relations, impacting diplomatic discussions. Lastly, Forward reports on UK politics. Andy Burnham's criticism of Israel has alarmed Jewish groups. His apology aims to ease tensions, but it highlights the delicate balance in UK-Israel relations. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports on the transition to a 40-hour workweek in Israel's public sector. The study reveals winners and losers in this shift, affecting work-life balance. Separately, CTech highlights DeepSeek's new project. The startup is developing a custom chip to reduce reliance on foreign AI technology. This move aligns with Beijing's push for domestic advancements. And finally, from Globes, Tower shareholders have rejected a proposed compensation policy. While CEO Russell Ellwanger's salary increase was approved, his maximum annual bonus was not. This decision reflects shareholder influence in corporate governance. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.